Triple M Network.
Honestly, have we got to the stage where social media platforms need to be regulated? I wasn't a fan of Facebook maybe becoming regulated when there was that Senate inquiry with Mark Zuckerberg. But honestly, this story about TikTok has just done my head in. We all know that the Christchurch massacre was streamed on Facebook and they should have pulled it down a lot earlier. There was a man who took his own life with a gun that was broadcast on TikTok. And this one, well, I just don't get it. There's a 10-year-old girl who was accidentally killed herself, accidentally, but she was trying a thing called the TikTok Blackout Challenge. It's a 10-year-old schoolgirl who was declared brain dead last week. She suffered from cardiac arrest after trying the Blackout Challenge on TikTok. It's where they hold their breath, tie their necks with a belt and black out. And they think it's fun. And it's called the TikTok Blackout Challenge. How is this allowed? Trevor Long, our tech expert, is online. Trevor, how do you feel about social media being regulated? Can you believe this TikTok Blackout Challenge was allowed?
More and more, more and more I'm starting to kind of err on that side of we need some serious regulation here. We need some serious oversight. We need some serious control. And I think, you know what, in your intro, you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned the Christchurch massacre being streamed. And then you mentioned an unfortunate incident where a guy took his own life and it was broadcast. I think we should always use the term broadcast because there's regulations around broadcast. Channel 9, Channel 7, Channel 10, the ABC, the SBS, even all the Foxtel channels. There's serious guidelines as to what they can say, show, and do on the television, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's a medium that reaches millions in an instant. Well, so is the internet. So is social media. If you can press the live button on Facebook or TikTok or whatever, then you should be subject to regulation. Now, the challenge is I worked at SBS for 8 years, and there's people whose job it is to watch the shows before they go to air. Now, you can have a chuckle and say SBS content, wouldn't that be a good job? But they also need to say it's got this in it, it's got that in it. You think about it, it says it's MA, it features, you know, sexual violence, it features language. It needs to say that up front. And that is that's a warning. It's a trigger warning to us to know what's coming. But there's nothing like that on the internet because there's no moderator. There's no way of stopping someone from doing anything. So I could right now on my phone, I could stand here, maybe not this hour of the morning, but I could stand here, press live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and say anything, show anything I wanted to. And you know what? There may be a circumstance where if enough people see it and it is an outrageous thing, like maybe Christchurch is an example, a poor one, but then someone reports it and maybe it gets stopped. But even then, how did that happen in the first place? I mean, you know, the ability to get a broadcast license is not something anyone can do randomly in society for a television channel. Maybe it needs to be the same on the internet. It's sad. And the fact that our kids are so encourageable, and if you're on TikTok at all, I spend a lot of time looking at the videos. They're funny, a lot of them. They're silly stuff. And, you know, scantily clad young women dancing to a tune is a trend, you know. Do this dance to this tune. You know, blokes who are plumbers pulling crazy roots out of a pipe is a trend. It's just awesome to watch content. But someone trying to suffocate themselves, someone trying to cause themselves to faint, how is that a trend? And how is there not parents watching this saying, what the hell are you doing? And don't even think about doing that yourself.
But it's actually called the TikTok Blackout Challenge.
And look, TikTok doesn't do that. Let's be clear. TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they don't create these challenges. Mm. All it takes is one person. So, Luke, if you and I came up with something here this morning, brainstorm it with the punters, nothing dangerous. But if we come up with a thing, do you remember planking a few years ago?
Where you lay down,
right? Let's come up with a thing where you've got to stand on the side of your foot, not on your foot, but on the side of one foot in the air with one leg up. I'm trying to do it now. It's bloody hard, right? How long can you do it for? We'll call it the TikTok Night Shift Challenge. Now, great, fun, silly. Put some music to it. That's okay. It's not like TikTok endorses it. It's not like TikTok has anything to do with it. But as soon as they see, because their computers know, as soon as they see 10,000 people or 1,000 people doing it, shouldn't someone at TikTok go, what's this Night Shift Challenge? Oh, okay, it's funny. It's just people on there standing on one heel on the side, whatever. But if they're seeing people trying to harm themselves, block that content, folks. Block it, every bit of it.
I couldn't agree with you more. We interviewed last year a very intelligent bloke, Professor Thomas Barodi, who was talking about ivermectin as being a treatment for COVID-19, and it's been trialled all around the world. He's a very, very intelligent bloke, and it was an interesting discussion. Jess, a couple of times, tried to put that interview on the Night Shift Facebook page, and it was taken down by Facebook saying it was false news.
Yeah.
It was an intelligent discussion about a medical procedure.
Now, while that's annoying to you, what it does is it proves that the processes exist, right? So Facebook has a process that allows them to identify any content that relates to COVID and moderate it, articulate it, take it down, put it up, whatever. So why can't the same apply to anything, any of these challenges, trends, anything should have that process put against it. But, mate, you know why they don't? Because it's numbers, it's views, it's people using it, it's clicks, it's advertising. This is the problem. It's the same as, I've talked about a bit before, Facebook allowing ads for scams. They're products that don't exist or they're fake. Facebook is allowed to take the money from the scammers to market that thing to get more money from average people. Why aren't they before some advertising standards board? Because there is no advertising standards board on the internet.
Tell me, what standards apply to podcasts?
Very little, to be honest.
Because I've heard some podcasts done by my stepdaughter, by the way, Kelsey, who's working in Bathurst now. Honestly, it was blue stuff. I'm talking blue. And it was available.
Look, this is the thing. There's no regulation. You are... As a content creator, you're meant to mark explicit content as explicit, so that if my kids have got the podcast app and they try to download it, it won't let them because they've got an age restriction. Great, but it is up to the creator to tick that button that says explicit. If they don't and your kids hear it, then someone has to report it as being explicit. And
to
then
who?
The creator, you click report on Facebook or iTunes or Apple or wherever. Then a report goes through and hopefully someone says, well, hang on a minute, that's bad. But then it's hours or days or weeks before it gets taken down and that creator is in some way punished. This is the problem with what we call user-generated content. It doesn't matter whether it's a podcast by Tony Martin or a podcast by your nephew, stepdaughter, anyone. It's user-generated content and there is no moderation of it. Now, a big media company like a radio station wouldn't allow content to go up until it's been approved or confirmed. But a random individual can start a podcast today that is simply swear words. They don't use any other word other than swear words, stringing together sentences with swear words. It could be a podcast about how to do things to yourself or others. And it takes someone else to report it as being bad before it can even potentially be taken
it's
down.
It's a new world, isn't it, Trevor? It's a new world.
And we need to fix it.
And they sort of make it up and they have to fix things as they go along.
The most important thing I'll say is parents, with anyone with kids, you've got to be aware of this stuff. You've got to be talking to your kids about it. You've got to know what's happening so that you can talk to them about the risks of all this stuff. Listening to things, seeing things, doing things, talk about the risks.
Well said, Trevor. All right, mate. Hey, listen, have a good day tomorrow, Australia Day. What are you going to do?
I am going to chill at home. I've got the Today Show on at the start of the day, and then I'm going to chill at home, have a barbie with the kids.
Beautiful. All right. Well, you have a good day. We'll talk again this week. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
Trevor Long from EFTM, Everything for the Man, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.